I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, April 16th. It is the name and the trial that most people beyond Norfolk County know about, Karen Reed. Today, she'll walk through a barricaded Norfolk Superior Courthouse in Dedham on trial for second-degree murder and the death of her boyfriend, Boston Police Officer John O'Keefe, in January of 2022. As jury selection starts, the question is if so many people have their own thoughts, theories, or opinions about the case, can a jury from the public be impartial? That's why law experts say the challenge for the jury will be proving they can be unbiased in the widely polarizing case. Prosecutors will try to prove their case, claiming that Reed got drunk, then ran over O'Keefe, leaving him to die in a friend's yard in Canton. Then the defense is expected to maintain that Reed is the victim of a police cover-up, and they hope to find out from a judge if they can shift the blame for O'Keefe's murder to three other men. A trial process could last 7 weeks, which could be another challenge, according to experts. And those who live in the middle of it all are bracing for a circus. Experts say it can take multiple days to pick a jury because both sides are allowed to excuse up to 16 potential jurors for no reason at all. A man at the center of one of Massachusetts' most tragic criminal cases ran the Boston Marathon yesterday in tribute to his three slain children and to raise money for the hospital that, as he put it, gave him a little more time with his baby boy. Patrick Clancy's three children, 5-year-old Cora Clancy, 3-year-old Dawson Clancy, and 8-month-old Callan Clancy, were killed by his wife, their mother, early last year at their home in Duxbury. Lindsay Clancy's murder trial is still pending. She's pleaded not guilty to the charges and has remained hospitalized. But Patrick announced that he would be running the marathon on Boston Children's Hospital's Miles for Miracles team in memory of his children. He posted an update over the weekend of the race, calling the messages and donations he had received immensely heartening ahead of the special day. He ran the 26.2 miles in just under 4 hours and raised tens of thousands of dollars. Clancy had aimed to bring in $65,000, but ended up raising over $73,000. Clancy has previously asked others to join him in forgiving his wife for what she allegedly did. His statement on the marathon didn't mention Lindsay Clancy. Henry Richard, the older brother of Boston Marathon bombing victim Martin Richard, completed his third consecutive Boston Marathon yesterday. Now 21, Henry Richard was just 10 years old when his 8-year-old brother was killed in the 2013 marathon bombing. Henry ran the Boston Marathon in Martin's honor for the first time in 2022, pausing at the memorial on Boylston Street before pushing through to cross the finish line. Last year, Henry led a group of Team MR8 runners that included some of Martin's former classmates who had just become old enough to run the Boston Marathon. Henry finished this year's marathon with a time of 5 hours, 17 minutes, 11 seconds. He and a group of Martin's friends ran for the Martin Richard Foundation, which works to advance the values of inclusion, kindness, peace, and justice. While Henry and the rest of his group were wearing Team MRA jerseys during this year's marathon, the 2023 Boston Marathon was officially the final race for Team MRA, which raised millions of dollars to carry on Martin Richard's legacy. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch wants to add more soccer fields in Quincy Point and also create a new park for Navy veterans in Squantum. The City Council Finance Committee recently approved $4 million to pay for the new developments. The new soccer fields would be added to the Cleverly Court Field near the former Quincy Shipyard when the city purchases the Kilroy Car Wash. Two new soccer fields would be added, along with a new parking lot. And in the future, the city hopes to purchase a vacant lot right across the street for more park development. And in Squantum, the city wants to create a lone sailor monument and statue and park at Marina Bay to pay tribute to Quincy Navy veterans, including admirals, and to honor workers at Quincy's two former shipyards. The statue would sit on private property, but the city would pay the owners $1.2 million from the American Rescue Plan Act funds to create the park. The city says the parks would be paid for with revenue from the city's hotel-motel tax. Students at Quincy's Atlantic Middle School will be able to stay in shape with their new Anchor Fit Zone. The state-of-the-art fitness room was unveiled recently through a collaboration between the Boston Celtics and Boston Scientific in their annual Fit for a Cause program. The Anchor Fit Zone was funded by a $50,000 grant to provide students with a facility to focus on their physical well-being. Atlantic students won that grant by outperforming other area schools in a series of virtual fitness challenges. During the unveiling of the new center recently, students got the chance to shoot hoops with Boston Celtics legend Brian Scalabrine and Celtics mascot Lucky and his flight crew, showing off some freestyle dunking. Students also participated in some physical challenges and earned some rewards, including autographed basketballs. Representatives from the Celtics and Boston Scientific joined Quincy school officials during that event. A check of business news. This morning, stocks opened the day in negative territory. Dow down 20, NASDAQ dropped 32, S&P fell 9. Asian stocks are also down following the slump on Wall Street. The euro is down, oil at $85 a barrel. Sports. Washington Capitals shut out the Bruins 2-0. The Bees will host Ottawa tonight at 7 o'clock. And the Cleveland Guardians shut out the Red Sox 6-0 on their Patriots Day game yesterday. The series continues at Fenway tonight at 7:10. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, mostly sunny and a high of 68 degrees. Clear tonight, low 39. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 64. Thursday, mostly cloudy and a high of 55. And mostly cloudy Friday, high 58. Out on the water, waves about 2 feet, northwest winds 5 to 10, gusting to 20, high tide 7.05 p.m., sunrise 6 a.m., set at 7.27. Reminder, curbside collection of trash and recycling in Quincy is delayed one day this week due to the Patriots Day holiday yesterday. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, April 16th.